They made a time travel movie that's not too complicated. At this,
you know, five episodes into the franchise, at this one, it's just like, this is just a block of Swiss cheese, so I'm going to pretend not to give a fuck.
Well, don't forget about the TV series.
Yeah, I'm, you know, whatever. Pick your continuity and go with it. At this point, me being such a comic book fan, it's kind of disingenuous for me to go, too many alternative lives and timelines.
I'm like, don't you like Chris Claremont?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if you've read more than 3 years' worth of X-Men, you would be a liar to say you can't follow the shit.
Suffice to say, despite how you end up feeling about Terminator Genisys, attacking it because of possible holes based on time travel is, like you said, a little disingenuous at this point.
Well, I'm going to do
like,
it.
Yeah, don't you like Doctor Who?
I'm going to do it. I'm going to wait till the spoiler part of this review to do it.
Because we could talk about Doctor Who for hours where I point out all the ways.
I'm going to do it.
Chris,
you said we were going to wait till the spoiler
part. Let him be that guy.
Right, you know what, Chris? Timey-wimey. That's all I got to say.
I'm going to wait till we get to the spoiler part.
But regardless, you're either going to like this movie. I think you can really like this movie despite the Swiss cheese of time travel. But you know, I'm Chris.
Ashley.
Elliot.
JC.
Sarah. Connor.
Joe.
And I'm America's sweetheart, Bo.
I think we're breaking timelines just by having this many people on one review. So.
But this does seem to be, we're having to do this a lot this year of, just turn your brain off and you're going to enjoy the ride. Like this, and I'd say this is offender number one.
But whereas I agree, I hate that argument, this isn't really the same thing for me as turn your brain off. It's like, look, you start getting into timelines, flipping one into the other. It's not about turning your brain off. It's realizing, fuck, man, it's time travel. There's really no way to follow a through thread of it. You just have to go, this is how the movie says it works in this universe, and as long as they don't break their own rules within that movie, I'm fine.
But they kind of do.
It seems like they broke their rules, is my problem.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, the story here, we're going back to watching Kyle Reese get sent back in time, now played by Jai Courtney. Isn't it weird he's not the robot, considering his acting?
Yeah. It's weird he's not black with that name, Jai right. Courtney. For fuck's sake.
Wait, he wasn't the black guy?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, he can act?
Well, he's being sent back in time now to go, and as we saw in the very first Terminator film, saying by John O'Connor, now played
O'Connor.
John O'Connor. Where's the shot of whiskey? You needed to survive the time travel.
I could save the future, but I'd rather have a pint instead.
And we're seeing that from the future side of things, only to see right as he gets sent back, something, a strange Terminator, grabs John O'Connor, is like, you didn't think it was going to be that easy, did you? So he gets Star Time, like, wow, what the fuck was that? And everything seems just like we saw it in the first movie.
To a fault, all.
Until suddenly we realize that, no, there's an old Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator, the young Arnold Schwarzenegger Terminator from the other movie, a liquid Terminator. And yeah, in fact, this is just a Terminator All-Stars.
It's a smorgasbord.
A termapalooza.
And on top of that, Sarah Connor already knows about everything that's going to happen. In fact, she's been teamed up with a suspiciously old at this point, Arnold, for quite some time. Well, she was a little kid.
Arnold Schwarzenegger has been suspiciously old for a while. Both suspicious and old on separate occasions.
There's three different Arnolds in this movie. There's really young Terminator 1 Arnold. There's not quite as old as he actually is now, but still much older Arnold. And then there's,
and then there's literally Pop Schwarzenegger.
There's Pop Schwarzenegger.
Now, and a Terminator in this too.
It is really cool that at least for my money, is this is a complete role reversal where you have Sarah Clark's Amelia Clark's Sarah Connor.
You almost said it.
Yes, I did. But that's because it's me people. Becoming more the like, no. I'm remember the badass from Judgment Day. That's who I am. And Kyle at first is a little bit, because he's, you know, just coming out of the time travel, he's like, oh, I'm actually the fish out of the water, and she's saving my ass.
Right.
Which they do, I think, really well.
I don't know. Clark hasn't beaten me in a fight. She's like 5'3 with little arms.
That's true. That when they showed the actual, there's a scene where they're all in police lineup and you actually see their measurements and you're like, she's like jumping up to try and make it to where the camera is.
Yeah, that's one thing about the earlier ones is that what Sarah Connor does is push-ups off the bed you gave her because she sleeps on the fucking floor.
Hmm.
I would lose to that woman. This girl, I'm not afraid of her.
She survived James Cameron. So.
There are very few moments in this movie where she is not carrying a really big fucking gun. So.
That would have blown her back
have,
if she shot.
You don't have to do too much. But it's like, good God. She's the mother of dragons. You leave her the fuck alone.
No, those guns are made of paper mache, that lady small. And actually, that's a pet peeve of mine. I want the action heroes that we used to have. Like, Ripley was badass. Yeah. Sarah Connor was badass. They meant something to me.
And they didn't try to one hand a
she's
desert
not,
eagle.
She's not you're being sizist. She's not all of us badass.
Have you ever met female Marines or like
it's not just her height.
Vasquez and Aliens is short. But
it's not just her height, it's that she's tiny.
She's not that tiny.
She's not muscular. She's not in shape. She can't throw a punch. She can't.
I think one of the weird things that Ashley might be touching on, a lot of the makeup and was really weird. Everybody had very soft features, and everybody was
she's
like...
She's a little doughy for like, Sarah Connor.
Yeah, I think that's what it
which
was.
Which is very like, cute, but not very scary.
She's not ripped or muscular. I think they're trying
to make her look like she did in the first movie.
Right, let's not forget, she's the age she was in the first
Except
movie. She's the age she was in Terminator 2, where she had been in a jail cell for 10, 15 years doing nothing but working out.
Right. Yeah, but now she knows how important it is that she does work
exactly,
out.
Exactly, like she's been with Pops Terminator for 9 years. He didn't... Make her hit a gym?
That being said, like, it wasn't really, like, when you're fighting a Terminator, whether you have strong muscles or not is not that relevant.
And I mean, she was raised by a robot. Robots don't know how to feed kids. She's probably eating fast food all the time.
I see that. That's I guess funny. My point is that...
She's still skipping arm day. That's for sure.
No, I guess what really resonated with me, like, when I think about Aliens and Terminator, the earlier movies, like, that was the first time I saw, like, grown women kicking ass, and that it didn't even really matter that they were women. And anytime they redo the movies now, it's not there.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I disagree. Yeah, I mean, no. I think, like, if we're talking about the way she looks, it's function over form. If you, like, see someone who is... just based on the sheer power, they don't look like bodybuilders. They don't look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The men still do.
In movies, but that's not true to life. I mean,
that's my point, is that all the men in this movie still look like they can kick ass. They all are still chiseled and awesome, but she's
They look like underwear models.
Absolutely, but they all look like that. But she doesn't. She looks like a little girl with eyeliner.
There were a lot of moments in this movie where I was like, okay, that's not believable. But it was never a case of like, I don't believe that she can fire that automatic weapon. She's so tiny.
I will say this in support of that actress. Like, I didn't remember until like halfway through the movie that she plays Khaleesi on Game of Thrones. Like,
yeah,
that wasn't
very different.
I just couldn't recognize her. So, I mean, she did a good job of like, disputing that role.
New aggressive model, Emilia Clarke, is right up my alley.
you mean pigment in her hair?
Actually, that's her
natural hair.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
No, it was just the sassy.
I will say, like, I think for me, you were saying things that you can't help but think of the originals. Of course you can't. This is directly pulling from the originals and rewriting its history and referring to the fact constantly that it's rewriting its history. But the thing I both liked and disliked the most about this, I liked the most Arnold with actually funny lines playing the Terminator, being old Pops Terminator, being like, okay, he was cracking me up this whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
Almost
yeah.
every time he spoke, I was like, that was awesome. What I didn't like so much is this, it's funny, but at points you're like, why would that be like that? Is this insinuation that he's taken on almost an emotional father figure role to her on his side of things? I was like, yeah, I mean, I see they're doing that for humor, but it's pushing it a bit. Like, they never got Data's emotion chip, so I'm not sure how they would have this sort of...
It could be his programming.
Yeah.
I mean, he's programmed not to kill her and to protect her, and I think maybe part of that could have been to be a father figure, because whoever sent her back knew somehow that her parents were going to die, and she would need to be raised as a human being, not like a human raised as a robot, because if she was, like, raised with Terminator emotions, she wouldn't care about Kyle Reese. She wouldn't love him, and she wouldn't make John Connor. So she had to be raised with love. And my theory is that his programming had love in it to teach her love.
Mm. That's my biggest problem with this movie, is it's a paint-by-numbers. You have to go and insert large portions of what would make this movie make sense. And if you have one or two, I can go with it if the spectacle is there. But this entire movie is just, okay, we're not going to tell you where X came from. Just make that up. And we're not going to tell you how this change affects this and how this character's back here. None of that's explained at all. And I'm just like, you got to give me something here.
Well, now, that's not like it's out of character with the rest of the Terminator series. Yeah. So far, they've sent back three different Terminators through time, and we have not seen the process in which those Terminators were sent back.
I don't need to see the process. I need somebody to tell me why.
We never saw in the future. Because they're still trying to kill Sarah Connor.
Dude, they establish in this movie that Skynet... You know, it knows things are about to end, so it starts sending stuff back. There's no telling how many things.
It finds a way.
Yeah, that was actually a welcome surprise to me, because with the big reveal in the trailer, that reveal didn't seem to make a whole lot of sense, and the way that they explained it in this one did kind of sort of make sense to me.
I thought it was fun. For my money, this really, it did a good job of paying homage to the original source material. It got rid of so much of the awful stuff from Salvation and, Terminator 3 was called, but yeah, mainly Salvation, which was just
a train
wreck.
It seems to completely erase 3, like all of 3.
And,
erased all of 2.
It's kind of funny, because the nature of this is, you could watch this as just a sequel to the first one, or you could watch Judgment Day and do that as well, and it'd make just as much sense.
Okay, well, I want to ask a question. You say it erased 3. If we were talking about another movie that erased the third movie, how does it stack up against Days of Future Past? Because I understood that. I could follow that through line of that time travel the entire way, and it was very clear. Like, how do you...
Salvation?
No, X-Men Days of Future Past when it erased X-Men 3.
Right. Well, you're pretty much just erasing one timeline here. This is not only erasing one, but it's setting up, like, a whole new timeline that's already been going on for a while.
The Terminator franchise has been taking the rules of Paradox and ass-fucking it for nearly 30 years now.
I
can't get that bit out of
here. I've said my piece. I'm going to be quiet.
Poor Elliot. I love you, Elliot. Okay.
I mean, I did tone out a little when I saw that. when he started, like, this is why this time thing works, it's like, I don't care.
No, it's something very specific that we can't mention, but it was on the stupidity level of Jupiter ascending with, we take gravity and we put it through a differential equation. Like, hey, I know you know words. I know words too. Except I figured out what they mean.
You know, in the middle of this movie, Joe leaned over to me and he said, I hate movies now. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I'm enjoying this. I was like super in it. I was like in the movie, and Joe, you just brought me right out of it. I'm like, fuck you.
I don't understand that level of hatred for this.
It's not that I hate the movie. It's I hate just all of it was like super polished Hollywood. Just, we're going to black box this motherfucker.
You know what the problem was? There was no Guns N' Roses. John Connor, how could you do this to Slash after everything he's done for us?
He rewrote the timeline. There's no Guns N' Roses now.
I feel like in every theater,
what am I going to lose my virginity to?
In every theater, there's a little photo of Edward Furlong in the theater box saying, this man is not to be admitted.
if you're ever watching a Terminator movie in a theater and Edward Furlong walks in with a duffel bag, you get the fuck out of there.
And then you say, you know what, he only makes like $8.50 an hour working here, so let him be.
Yeah, it's him and Alfonso from The Fresh Prince. They're just mopping things up.
Well, I want to do some spoiler talk here, but I also want everybody to get the reviews first for people who don't want spoilers at all. So let's go ahead and do final thoughts and then start talking some spoilers
here. The Terminator's Dumbledore!
We'll start with Jeff.
I do hate so much about it, but I'm still going to give it a 6 out of 10 just because it is entertaining, just as long as you don't do the thinky parts.
Ashley?
I actually liked it fine. I don't like the direction that Sarah Connor's character has gone. I really don't. I think it's just gotten kind of boring and uninspired. But otherwise, I thought it was overall a fun movie. Couple other points, I guess, we'll talk about after the spoilers that kind of got me. But, I don't know. I would give this 7 out of 10 crappy apps named Genesis, spelled with a Y.
Elliot?
I've made my points well known. I like to think I'm a reasonably smart guy. I couldn't follow this movie at all. The performances were good.
You are a lawyer, for Christ's sakes.
The performances were good. The effects were really nice. There were some really good action scenes, so I can't give it like a 1 like my emotions want me to. Mm-hmm. I gotta give it 4 emotion chips out of 10.
JC?
I really wanted there to be more. The scene that I've always wanted to see is John Connor sending Kyle Reese back and basically saying, "All right, one of you guys needs to go back and bang my mom."
I volunteer.
Yeah, and you've got to get the job done.
You've got to hammer that shit.
Pound it out.
Yeah, and that didn't happen. But I mean, I would give it 6 out of 10. 6 out of 10. Sega Genesis. It was a little bit better than the trailers thought it was going to be, but it's still a really silly, dumb... for me, I think there's still really only 2 Terminator movies.
Sarah?
I had a ton of fun. I have to say, I loved it. I don't know. There's something broken in my programming. it was... Actually, I had a complaint about the visuals. I thought it was a little too dark. Mm. I think it... It could have been crisper.
Was that just the 3D, though?
I think it could have been the 3D.
It could be the theater.
I noticed
the
theater. With Avengers. Like,
yeah.
The
theater in which we see it in, it's pretty much known for that. So if you see it again, you'll probably feel differently.
So the visuals are perfect. so, I mean, I liked it a lot. I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 Arnold Schwarzenegger catchphrases that aren't hasta la vista, baby.
Which he didn't.
Which I was a little surprised he never said here.
I've been burnt before by Terminator. I've been burnt real bad. And so maybe I was just expecting that old abusive lover to come and start slapping me around. But I really, really had a lot of fun at this. Yes. The time stuff is all gobbledygook, but I was expecting that, and, to tell you the truth, more so. So, the only thing that I will say is I thought Jai Courtney was a little stiff.
To be expected.
He certainly does not have any of the charisma of Michael Biehn, which is saying something.
First time that sentence has ever been said.
Yeah, but that being said, man, from the get, I really love the opening where they show some really great action sequences in the future, which is something that I've always befuddled me why they don't show more of in this franchise.
Well, they did in Salvation.
Yeah,
look how that
see how well
out.
That worked, but yeah. I forgot all of that. but yeah, I thought it was a great... they did a great job of doing homage to the stuff that had come before, you know, flipping the roles around, and, you know, if there's stuff in here that feels like a retread, well, it's a well-done retread. I guess this is kind of my... You know, flip flop of Jurassic World. This is the movie that I had no problem turning my brain off and really, really having a good time. I give it 4 out of 5 paradoxes, meaning 8 whole ducks.
I think somewhere in the high end of the middle on this one because I did have a lot of problems with it. I did think Jai Courtney was totally. Not likable. Even Emilia Clarke, I was like, I don't. The doughy
you guys
part
are gonna
of Short
get immolated if you keep this shit up.
No, the doughy and Short thing didn't bother me at all. It was just she just wasn't. She didn't have that like. I felt like I was watching someone act, not watching someone who was genuinely tough.
I felt like I wanted to hold her and make everything better. So
I like her actually as an actress. I love her on Game of Thrones.
Just didn't really work here.
Yeah, she's not an action hero. But, and I think I'm a little surprised, actually, that I'm the only one who really felt that way. When I look at her, she's not an action hero.
It just didn't come across. And part of the reason there also has to do with the fact that they're giving all the funny stuff to Arnold to do, and every time those two are talking, it's just straight, serious, dour, arguing with each other. You're like, they're unpleasant to watch in the film most of the time. You're just like, let Arnold do something again. Quick, Arnold, get back on the screen.
Our relief.
I didn't have any problem with the time travel stuff because honestly, even watching like the TV series, which I did enjoy to a certain extent, there was a point in the middle of the second season I'm like, guys, I'm just getting tired of over-exploring this storyline, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. You're like trying so hard to fill in the gaps between what's already there. And I don't feel like we needed to see all those spaces filled up. Mm. This takes characters who are already aware of that universe, rewrites the whole goddamn thing, and says, now let's have fun. What do you think now? We shook up the snow globe. What are you going to do? And I think that's exactly what this series needed to do at this point, was say, fuck it. Anything's possible. It's goddamn time travel. You know, I mean, hell, they even threw Matt Smith into the film. So
you said no spoiler.
If only Marty McFly just came in with his like red thingy,
right,
dude? I'm writing fan fiction tonight.
But I will say, like, as good as the effects were, and they were really good. You know, you remember how Terminator 2 had, like, sequences that made it so much better than the first one because they were, like, wow, action sequences. This didn't have any wow action sequences for me, and part of that is because we see so many movies like this these days.
That is kind of one thought I had. Like, thinking about Terminator 2, I was like, man, they kind of eased into, like, all the awesome action scenes, and this one is like, nope, we're going for it right away.
Yeah,
right.
But, like, I'd say Terminator 3 had, like, its action scenes were so over the top that I actually started gut laughing in the theater. And it's just like, at some point, you get to a point of diminishing returns with that kind of stuff.
But, yeah, I'm going to give this 7 out of 10 probably more Terminator films that we'll actually see before we die. But now, on to the spoilers!
Woo!
Let's just say right
now,
Matt Smith is playing the spirit of Skynet.
And whoever is John Connor, when it gets revealed that he's really a Terminator, does an amazing Matt Smith impersonation. Like, and I mean that as a compliment. Like, he just starts channeling the 10th the 11th Doctor, and I'm just like, okay, I like this part. This is sort of fun.
Oh, Doctor Who. Yeah. I didn't know who Matt Smith was.
I did feel like I wanted to know a little bit more about the process there that made him into a Terminator. It was a little like, so I'm really unclear on how that guy works.
Yeah, that was part of that baby. Shh, baby,
it was
baby.
A nanite infection.
No, just it was the Borg or Cybermen.
Ease up, it'll happen. Just let it.
Well,
happen.
I get that they're kind of trying to do it like, yeah, okay, he's like infected with cyber, like his body's been rewritten by nanoparticles
on the cellular level.
On the cellular level, but like. They're actually, you know, change his brain programming, so his personality's like just like it was, his memories are just like it was, but now he's a douche.
Yeah.
I like
Yeah, I would have liked to see a little bit more struggle there.
I mean, he does say, to be fair, he's like, oh no, I've been enlightened. I've seen the face of the juju.
What happened is they didn't reprogram him, they just sent him to business school.
Yeah. Well, we just need to make him into a dick. Yeah.
Well, here's economic theory, and you're going to just decide everything based on this.
Well, this is this book I want you to read, Atlas Shrugged.
Yeah. All
right. So concerning that Terminator guy thingy, one of my questions about Poppy Terminator was, obviously, once he was like, oh, that's what he is. He's one of the little nano thingies. Yeah, no, I know about that. It's like, okay, so then when were you sent?
Yeah! Like, what timeline? I just want to have it. I just want a clue. I don't need you to spell it out. I just want a clue.
Well, they did say that they hadn't figured out how to make it work. He was like, we were experimenting with this technology.
Skynet was doing it. Therefore,
we just never got it to work.
It happened before the destruction of the Skynet mainframe.
Right, and so his time, which was well before this, he's like, yeah, we saw him working on it, but they hadn't figured it out. It's like, I guess they figured it out.
I guess so.
Yeah, that worked well enough for me. I just felt a little like, you know, at least with the previous two Terminator designs, we knew kind of more or less precisely what they were. They're relatively simple, you know? Mm-hmm. Although I will say this, and this, I can't believe this is the first time it ever occurred to me. You know how they make such a big deal saying, oh, you can't time travel with anything but organic material because it'll explode?
But
they sent a fucking Terminator.
Cased in organic.
Encased.
Really?
Fully cased.
I don't know why that would be a problem. Why don't they have sent them back with fur coats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could put their guns in like sheep bladders or something like that.
I don't know what kind of fucked up fur coats you've been wearing, but most of them tend to be dead tissue.
Well,
so it has to be living tissue.
Yeah, but yeah, it's not just organic. It has to be alive.
Yeah, but your hair's not alive.
Right, but and there's a huge magnetic field that it generates.
Hair has to be scorched off.
Well, also, no, the point still stands.
Cool.
Well, the point still stands. Mules are a thing.
Are you saying
that we get...
someone should have climbed inside Arnold Schwarzenegger's ass?
I could have taken a pulse rifle back there.
I was only suggesting that maybe we had a donkey swallow a gun.
I think Amelia Clark could have fit up there. She's pretty small.
Okay, now you're being rude.
No, I'm sorry.
Has anybody seen Maria Shriver anytime?
We did mention Lee Byung-hun, who's like a big Korean actor, has been in a bunch of stuff here lately, is in this as well, playing the briefly in the film T-1000, but still.
Really hoping he's going to be in it more.
Yeah. I did too. I was like, ooh, he's got that whole
I
like
thought for sure
to.
He was going to come back at the end, like, oh my god, it's him, but no. Yeah. No. It's like they only got him for a week or something.
With no lines.
I really like J.K. Simmons in here. I just want to see more
of
him.
To the verbose Patrick version of the T-1000. Yeah, he was a chatty Cathy.
Ooh, pushing...
What? Is he pushing your buttons?
You tap dancing on my last name.
All right. I'm just saying.
Didn't he say, like, get out of the car? Something like that? I don't know.
When he was speaking, it was more often it was another actor, like, generally an actress, overdubbing him as he spoke on the phone.
Yeah, because he sounded a little different than... Yeah. Or you're talking about...
I'm talking about...
Jason Clark?
No, I'm talking about the talking about T-1000 in fucking A, Judgment Day.
My bigger problem with him not having lines was it's a minority, no lines, and then they take Dyson, who's supposed to be smart. No, this white guy, Cyborg, came in Korg, and that Negro don't know nothing.
Wait, was he, okay? So he was the son of another Dyson. Was that the guy who invented the Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No.
Like, that was my question.
That would have been cool if they tied all that in.
Yeah,
you know?
I knew it!
Yeah,
those vacuum cleaners.
It makes a lot of sense since how bad the third and fourth film sucked. But,
shit, Skynet is Roomba.
Yeah. That was Courtney B. Vance playing the role of Miles Dyson.
Mr. Angela Bassett.
Or I guess the son of the original Miles from Terminator 2, who, not sure why.
Was it Courtney B. Vance? Who played him in... Oh, no, yeah, okay.
No, yeah, somebody else. Yeah. Even though he died in Terminator 2, that timeline never happened.
Yep.
I don't know why they didn't get that actor and like say, hey, yeah, he was, I mean, he's still alive and working. It was like, make him the guy who invented it.
Because he's old Ian Golderson.
They probably awesome forgot. they probably forgot that they just completely written out that timeline.
They're like, the white audience won't know.
But they do reference him during the film. Mm-hmm. You just don't get to see him.
If you start shooting, dude, I want to go down as an ally.
Elliot looks broken.
Yeah, I just don't understand the anger.
I
don't get it. I want to. Like, I want to.
When I got out of the theater for Salvation, I was like, well, I'm going to forget that.
Well, yeah, when I first saw the reveal of John Connor being a Terminator in the trailer months ago, I was like, they're making that reveal this early? This is going to be stupid.
Well, yeah, but that's a logical conclusion, because how do you keep topping yourself? Like, no, make the savior the one that saves the other side.
Right,
like,
well, I mean, topping, but I was fully expecting this to be the dumbest movie I saw all year, and it isn't anywhere close to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've already seen several contenders.
Insidious 3 has already come out.
I haven't seen that yet, so there you go.
I mean, I guess I understand in a way there's a... Are you talking to you like you have a gut reaction to how dare you make John Connor the bad guy? That's ridiculous.
No. It's just... If I'm watching a movie, I just felt like it left me behind, and then it made fun of me with J.K. Simmons' character when he was like, hey, are you going to explain it? And they go, no. I'm just like, damn it, I was hoping he would explain it this time.
That was a wasted character and plot line because he, you know, he was there in 84 when they came and they saved his life, and he's there when they come back in the future.
Right.
But he didn't really do anything.
Right, he's just there for more comic relief, really. Yeah. You know, and I'm like, I love J.K. Simmons. Oh, he is funny when he's on screen, and then the movie just forgets about him. Yeah. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot, that guy was in this movie.
Well, it's because he was locked up in Oz for a while, and then he got let out.
He taught in the music conservatory.
Yeah, he did lots of things.
It wasn't Negroes he had a problem with, it was robots.
Of course.
Negrobots.
Negrobots. Robots.
Just with white gloves.
All right. Does anybody else have anything they want to add to this before we finish
up? Oh, yeah. The only thing that, that was less believable than the science de-gook was I can't fall in love with you. No, but you must, yeah. But I can't.
That was stupid.
That was dumb. I'll hand you.
But that was beautifully offset by Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, are you guys going to fuck yet or what?
And to counter Sarah's earlier point, she should have been raised as a Terminator because then she would finally get to that code of if Reese in present, then fuck. Like... Yeah. Then Felix never had to have been involved.
Well, to some extent, I felt like she was. I mean, they kind of dealt with the fact that, like, hey, she's not good with people.
Yeah.
And, like, she's even said, like, you know, I was pretty much raised by a Terminator. What do you expect? And that she's kind of pissed that she's expected to sleep with this guy because she still doesn't like being told what to do.
Okay. Since 1984, I have always maintained, it's like, okay, so after a big nuclear war, there's only one person that can teach human beings how to fight shit again? Okay. So, once you buy that conceit, you're into cloud cuckoo.
Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Bo, you know what? I honestly think you have a great point. Like, I came into this, I hadn't seen the Terminator movie in about 2 years. I hadn't even thought about it. So
there's no reason you should.
And this is going to sound like a backhanded compliment to the Terminator franchise, because it is. I was expecting a better storytelling technique, and I shouldn't have. I should have like, you know what? They already don't explain why the Terminators don't use a biological weapon. They don't explain why nobody besides John Connor is going to fight. I should have just, you know, came into it and been like, I'm going to see some shit blow up.
Maybe I had one problem with the, like, weapon of choice in this one, which is that it's magnetic. So we clearly establish early on in the film that the Terminator that Arnold Schwarzenegger plays is also magnetic. And
he's also metal.
It's affected
by magnetism.
Exactly. Not all metal is magnetic. I guess most clarifying for you if you didn't know that. So if aluminum is new to you, then there you go.
But you can pick up radio signals if you chew on.
Well, they turn on a. Go ahead.
She's gonna kill you, Mo.
I didn't know she was gonna get into it.
I put the gun in your hand.
So now the only thing that I was kind of sitting there going like, oh, okay, because we already let a lot of the stuff Elliot was just saying slide. But in this one, the weapon of choice that they use against John Connor's Terminator are all magnetic things because it throws off his chips. But it doesn't seem to affect Arnold Schwarzenegger after they learn that fact being in that giant MRI machine. I thought that was a little weak.
I don't know if I got that throw off his chips. His body is held together by a magnetic process.
Yeah.
So that's why it disrupts him, because it's literally this loose series of particles that are being magnetically held together. That's not what Arnold is. Yeah. Arnold is just a big solid piece of metal.
Yep. Right, but it must be hard still to throw a magnetic spear unless it turns magnetic midair.
That's a good point.
It wasn't. He threw it into the electrical system.
Oh, then it.
Oh, I see.
I thought that was one of the electric. Because they had those rods they were fighting
about. I think it was just ripped.
No, it was just part of the helicopter.
Oh, okay. Okay, you win this one, Terminator.
Yeah, actually, another one that I think Terminator might win, because I'm thinking about it. I could have had a situation where I feel like the stronger villain was hidden in this movie for the next movie.
Oh my god, are you a Terminator?
Yeah, it's Matt Smith.
Yeah. Literally. I was like, I don't care about fucking cyborg John Connor. Give me Matt Smith, because he's doing evil really well. I want to see that.
Did you stick around after the credits?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, John Connor was weak, I think, as a villain. I don't know. Maybe it was the acting. What's the actor's name?
Jason Clark.
I mean, was not crazy about him either.
Yeah, he's got very, like, Englishman face. Is he English?
He's Australian.
Yes.
It's weird because he's been good in other things.
Yeah. I don't think he was menacing enough, and I think his, like, switching from, hey, let's be a family, to, fuck you, I'm going to kill you, was too fast, and I didn't feel threatened by him.
That was my big problem, was that thing with him. Like, how did they build him where he's got all the memories and all the personality, but he's a complete dick? And I'm like, I'm sorry, that's where you lost me there.
Business school. That
connection there, other than the jokes, which are quite funny and true in our version of the world.
I mean, maybe it's because I saw Judgment Day when I was a kid, but I was actually pretty scared of the Terminator. The part where he comes out of the fire and it's just like the skeleton of the Terminator, that was really menacing to me and frightening.
Man, do not go see Fantastic Four then.
I will say that, yeah, like, there were some genuinely scary moments in this movie, and I will give it that.
Really?
Like, the part where he's in the, I think it's Kyle Reese is in the changing booth, and he's putting on his shoes, and, like, that spear comes from the back.
Oh, yeah, that was a
that shit
yeah,
was scary. I jumped, yeah. Yeah.
I was also sad that he lost the bean duster so quickly.
The what?
the Michael Bean duster.
Oh yeah. The distinctive.
Look because it informed a part of the 80s for a while.
Yeah. It makes you wonder at this point though. It's like, okay, so we've got three different models of Terminators. What are they possibly going to do next?
Dog.
A Terminator with a with a gun that shoots other Terminators at people.
Well, they got more than that. Remember the
Terminator
the,
rocket,
the chick Terminator from 3. I mean, she had like a little the modular weapons.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's
well,
true.
She had a compact and a lipstick.
She did, just like Mill Girls.
Yeah, I don't want.
God
spoil
damn it!
And she used it. Them against men.
I'm gonna terminate you with my sexuality.
Yeah. I don't mean to spoil the next movie, but I've heard on the wire that Skynet actually turns into Peter Capaldi.
Which would make sense. Yeah. Skynet, more like Mark Zuckerberg. But anyway, that's our review of Terminator Genesis. Thank you for sticking through the madness. And obviously, you're just going to have to make up your own mind because we didn't help you one bit.
That's right, because your fate is unwritten.
I think people know who to listen to. Let's be honest.
Yep, Ashley.
Come on, Ashley, give us a catchphrase.
Amelia Clark's a midget.
Wow, Ashley.
Bo's gonna talk over me.
Oh!
Just man. You?
So this is one of those moments I wish we had a video feed so you could see what was in her eyes at that moment.